Household was one of my most, it was my most anticipated RPG of 2023, and it was definitely one of my favorite releases of last year. And I love the team behind this product line. And I talked to Simone and Enrico very, very frequently, if not weekly, at least, you know, every few weeks we drop each other an email or a message. And so a while back, they said, I think Rico actually was the one that said, "Hey, we're thinking about doing Household for but with 5e." And I said, "That sounds great. I think that you've put a lot of passion and a lot of work into the setting, and it would be great to see a whole new audience appreciate it." And then Rico also said something along the lines of, "Well, do you know anybody that we should talk to about 5e?" And I said, "Well, if it were my product line, the number one name that I would have do a 5e edition of this game is a gentleman that I just love everything that he puts out for 5e. I'm not a huge 5e player, but his stuff I always take a look at." And that, of course, is Jacob Rogers, who you know, Lord of the Rings role playing. He did Ruins of Simbarum. Pretty much, he's done a whole bunch of other titles, but mostly those were the last few ones that he's done recently. And that Jacob's just a phenomenal designer, phenomenal person. And I would love to see if we can make this collaboration work for y'all. And I think it did. I think it did. And right now they have a Kickstarter going. This team has a Kickstarter going on right now for Adventures in the Household. This is a 5e edition of Household. You can back it, and if you've got players that just love to play 5e and those mechanics and don't want to learn a new system that was specifically built for Household, then this is definitely the system that you'll, or the product line that you'll want to jump into. Then that way they already know kind of the 5e mechanics and kind of know where to jump on. There's a few other things that that Jacob has added as well, but yeah, you could also pick up the previous edition, the original system, if you did not hit that Kickstarter the previous time. And then they also have some a way to pick up the minis that are highly coveted right now on the secondary market. So and that this way you can kind of pick up the stuff that maybe you missed out on the first Kickstarter. But yeah, today we're going to chat with the design team and Two Little Mice for Adventures in the Household. Stick around. Oh, I can't wait to have them on yet again. Hey everyone, welcome to Victory Condition Gaming. My name is Doug. Today we're talking Adventures in the Household with Rico and Simone from Two Little Mice and Jacob Rogers, the gentleman that does all the amazing 5e adaptations of games and systems that are out there. Before we begin, if you are a fan of any of these product lines, Household, the Two Little Mice, please hit that like button down below. I love having them on, and if you'd like to connect with other designers and publishers, feel free to hit that like button or the subscribe button. I'd love to have you as a subscriber so we can feature all sorts of tabletop games and projects that hit crowdfunding or just get released, because there's just so many awesome designers like these folks that I'm going to have on in just a moment. The other thing I'll let you know is that if you would like to try Adventures in the Household, there is a quick start on the Kickstarter page that you can download. It's actually like, I think it's like 100 pages, or maybe Simone and Enrico can correct me on that, but it's a big Kickstarter, a quick start. It's huge. It should be like a finished product all by itself, but they're giving it away for free. So go down, download it, and you can see all the awesome work that Jacob has put into this 5e adaptation of Household. And yeah, you can try it out and then back it on Kickstarter. All right, that's enough of that. Let's bring on the team that you're all here to see. That is, of course, Rico, Simone, and Jacob. Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming on and chatting with me this afternoon. Or actually, it's evening where you are in Italy.
Yeah,
Thank you
thank you for
for
having us.
staying up late. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Jacob, this is, I think, is this your debut on my channel? I think it might be.
It might be.
Wow. Very cool. Well, congratulations to the three of you on the success of the crowdfunding campaign so far. You're about halfway through your campaign. You're in. It's got over 1,100 backers, and I think people are really, really excited to see this new edition of Household for 5e players.
Thank you.
I'm very, very happy with how the audience is responding, especially since it's completely a new audience, first 5e project for us. So it was, you know, a first for us.
Yeah, sure. Do you want to talk a little bit about why you wanted to go in this direction with 5e? And because the original Kickstarter did really, really well, I feel. And I love the mechanics. I love the D6 system that you have for that. But can you give a little bit of can you talk a little bit about the reason why you wanted to put out a 5e edition of Household?
Well, I think compared to our other games, Household relies mostly on its on its setting and world building, and we just love Household for his character and all the story that you can play in. And the main idea for us was to try and, you know, widen the audience for Household. And also, since we are preparing for Household Volume 2, since we are going to go outside to visit the garden of the house, it seems for us as the, you know, the perfect time right now while we are waiting to end our works on Household Volume 2 to kind of find a new audience for Volume 1, so that once we get at Volume 2, there are no people, you know, left behind. So it was the perfect spot for us. And also it was, as I was saying, it's a first. We worked with 5e in the past. As you know, we worked with Acheron Games. And with Acheron, we did Inferno and now Apocalypse, which is coming up these days. And both Inferno and Apocalypse, we only did, you know, the concept, the main, you know, world building and the character. And of course, Daniela did most of the arts, and we did the art direction, creative direction, but we didn't actually do the whole product. So it was also a way for us to find, to try something new.
Very cool. Jacob, you came on. When did you start collaborating with Rico? I can't remember. I think I sent the email to introduce you guys a little while ago.
It's been a little while. It's been a little bit of a road getting here. Doug was the one who put all this together. Doug, you sent me an email, said, "Hey, I got these guys. They want to talk to you about this project. You know, check it out." I was like, "Okay. Two little mice, awesome." And then we worked in, I iterated on the rules, did some experimentation, and then got everything together and got the quick start together and made sure we had everything more or less ready to go before we started on the promotion for the Kickstarter.
Very cool, very cool. How long did it take you to kind of, once you looked at the existing rule set, how long did it take you to kind of figure out how you wanted to do this setting with 5e?
I think there was probably about 3 months there of, you know, let's play around with these ideas, let's play test these things, let's talk to people and say, okay, you know, what if we do this? Okay, that's not very 5e-ish, but it's very Household-ish. So let's try, okay, well, let's try to do this, you know, more of a 5e idea. Well, that doesn't really fit in the house. And then just kind of find, like, okay, you know, like Hereditary Contracts, all the different folk have abilities that they, you know, get. There's the only magic in the house is the magic of the house and the magic of the contracts. And we experiment a little bit with ideas where we might expand that a little bit. But eventually it's like, okay, that really doesn't work for the setting. So again, about 3 or 4 months of nailing things down, and then, you know, a further bit of time making sure we got all the rules written, all the professions taken care of, all the vocations, all the creatures and everything. So
that doesn't seem very long at all, in my opinion. It seems like you just, but I mean, at this point, Jacob, I think you're just a 5e machine. Like, I think you just, like,
well, again, just about 3 months of experimentation, then, you know, a few more months of writing. So sure, not 3 months short, you know.
Very
but,
cool.
Yeah. So six. Rico Simone, like 6 to 9 months or so of various things, I think, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. I think so. It's 6, 7 months total work.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, definitely, it happened after Gen Con. So, yeah. You know, yes. It can't have been that long.
He started working late August, September. Yeah. And yes, of course, the first things that anybody could notice looking at the household, it's huge. There's a lot of things in it. A lot of different things, a very deep lore, a lot of pages, of course, also. And a lot of mechanics, a lot of focus.
Lots of stuff.
A lot of stuff. And lots of focus for us was very important on character and character growth and the way you can, customize your characters to become a unique littling inside the house, because the game is about telling the story of your characters, of your group of characters, inside the story of the house. So, yes, it was a very full 3-4 months of experimentation, and how Jack was saying, to find the right balance to have household and Dungeons and Dragons 5e meet in the right spot for every step, every major mechanic that we have and we wish to translate into a different system and so on. But yes, very interesting way of doing things. We are loving it, by the way, what is emerging from the works and how now that it's taking forms. It's very, very, very beautiful. We love household. We are in love with household. Me and Rico, it's a big hunk of our life, household. It's been dictated by household in various forms. We started working, I don't know if everyone listening knows, we started working on the first edition of the first game, which was very different from the one Jacob has shown back in 2018. I think we started working on it. So there's been many, many years of work that is bringing us forward into this little adventure.
It's a little tiny setting, but it's a large product line. Like it's those books are heavy, like but there's so much lore. You can just tell when you're reading it. There's so much love and passion in that setting and in this game that. I'm so excited for you that you'll have more players playing in this world, because it definitely deserves a lot more notice. Speaking of the products that are the existing products that are out for household, now this Adventures in the Household doesn't add anything that previous players or owners of the original household. It's just pretty much just conversion products. Like you're just going from one product to another product, and there's nothing that existing players are going to be missing out on that's included in this Kickstarter, correct?
It's one of the maybe the biggest challenge of this Kickstarter campaign and of this product is that, of course, when you are launching a Kickstarter campaign, you want to have as much new product as much buzz as possible, so that people get involved in the and what you're doing. There's something new coming out every day. But right now, our main goal was kind of making the new household players in par, with the existing household players. So what we wanted to do was try to put everyone at the same point in the history of household, because one of the main aspect of household is that we are the household world is not only a geographical place, but it's an historical place actually. You are playing in a certain era. So as I always say, to make a comparison, it's not like when you play household, you are playing Lord of the Rings. You are playing while Frodo was trying to bring the ring to Mordor, So any iteration of household which will move a little bit forward in history. So it was really important for us to simply try and not add any new stuff, but just try and convert all the three books that we already have, which are basically the core book, a campaign book that in the 5e edition is called Such Small Matters, and the household guide, or a practical guide to living inside the house, depending on the edition, which is basically this expansion, you know, of the lore with new options for your characters, etc. And of course, a lot of figures and miniatures that are coming from our experience with Simon.
Yeah, that's one thing that I know a lot of people are really excited about. We're able to get those figures that they missed out on in the previous campaign, and now they're able to pick them up. So if anybody is looking to pick those up, there's a pledge level for that, and you know, I think you also get the 5e and PDF. The Adventures in the Household in the PDF as well when you pledge that, which is a really nice added value as well. Jacob, was there anything in the original game that you had a hard time? I know you said the
household contracts.
Yeah, the contracts. Sorry, I couldn't think of contract for a second. I know that the contracts was something that you said was a little bit difficult. Was there anything else that you had a hard time? Was like, is there something that you seemed to kind of take a little bit longer to convert over to 5e than anything else?
Well, I think that actually the elegance of the original household system was almost a little bit of a tripping point for us.
Okay.
Because the first version of the rules that I handed off to Rico and Simone for, you know, feedback and testing had a very household style approach of like, you actually have skills that you're going to roll for combat. And of course, because I had wrote it and my playtesters have been there, they're like, okay, yeah, I understand. But then when, you know, we had some beta readers look at it, they're like, oh no, I mean, I'm rolling a skill to attack. I don't understand. You know, so yeah, while it was an interesting approach to take, I think ultimately we had to say, okay, no, we need to make sure that 5e players are going to understand the system almost instinctively. Let's go and make it more standard. Let's have regular weapon proficiencies, armor proficiencies, etc. You know, again, there were challenges, of course, but I don't think there was anything. I think that was probably our most major, like, okay, we've got to take a step back kind of moment.
Interesting.
And I can see that, weirdly enough, one would imagine, and I for one would did imagine it, is that, you know, we being the designer of the original household and Jacob being, you know, a veteran designer in 5e and Dungeons and Dragons, you know, it would be kind of, you know, a struggle between us or a fight between us, because we want to keep the original rules and Jacob want to keep the 5e rules or do something new. But it was not the other way around, but it was Jacob was extremely welcoming of the new rules, and it was extremely fast in reading through everything, understanding, you know, what's kind of the engine, how it was supposed, you know, to work, and try and translate everything into this 5e concept that's Adventures in the Household. So it was actually, I think it was pretty easy. It did take a lot of time and a lot of, you know, of course, trial and error, a lot of months of work, but it was an extremely easy process due to the fact that Jacob was really, he did understand, you know, the original concept of household and was kind of trying to translate the experience rather than adapting the rules, if that makes sense.
I love that. I love that. Yeah, absolutely. That's what I think Jacob does really, really well. And I'm going to talk to him about him, even though he's like right here on screen. But yeah, that's one of the reasons why I love anything that Jacob does, because it's just phenomenal. You know how to use that rule set really well and make a product feel like the setting it's supposed to be in.
Yeah, I mean, that's always the goal. Is, you know, 5e, I think some people get confused, like, the 5e rules, the 5e system is like, roll a d20, add some modifiers, compare it to a target number. You know, it doesn't, there's nothing in that system that says you have to be playing and fighting red dragons and doing and casting spells. You know, as long as you can, you know, find ways to, you know, have modifiers from coming from somewhere and abilities coming from somewhere, you can make it work. And I think, like, especially, like, I'm really happy with the skill list we finally worked down. It took a little bit of winnowing, pairing, and, like, you know, maybe we can use this one from Standard 5e. Maybe we really need this one from Household. But the final skill list, I think, is really good at, like, these are things that fit in the house, but also things that are going to be familiar to 5e players.
Yeah, that's probably one that took longer, was actually the...
Yeah, the very first obstacle we had to overcome is to decide together a list of skill that was, like Jeff said, right for the game, so that you have everything you need in order to play Household. We know Household is a Regency-like era with firearms, with no magic, apart from the very specific contracts, powers. But at the same time, we didn't want to take things too far because we thought that also the basic, you know, structure of D&D had several interesting things that we can use in Household as well. So it was very a game of finding the right balance again, both in the number of skill, where was under which ability, and the name of each skill. As Jacobs probably now knows, we are very, very interested in finding the right words, finding the right names for skills and talents and such, because we think that when you are looking at your character sheet, when you are reading through the skill list, you are already playing. Somehow the words that we use communicate to the player what is the game, where the game will be, will bring him during this session.
That's also how we basically design our game. We start from the character sheet. That's the very first thing that we do. So I would open Photoshop, and then me and Simone, we are looking at the sheet, and we are trying to build, you know, even the layout of the character sheet. And that's basically what we did with Jacob as well. So Jacob has kind of a similar, I believe, Jacob, correct me, from kind of a similar approach.
Yeah.
So you want to look at what you're doing on a character sheet that will give you an idea of the framework. So that's...
Yeah. And plus, also, I had my playtesters, so they needed the character sheets to play from. So I had to make something. And then I showed it to Rico, and he's like, no, that's not right at all. Bad timing.
No.
But yeah. No, again, it was just a process of refinement.
Yes, for us, it's really, I cannot stress enough how the character sheet is important for us, because as a player, it's the single piece of paper you are looking at most of the time while playing. Right. So your eyes are constantly on it. And if in the character sheet, there's the soul of the game, so everything runs smoothly at the table, I mean.
Okay. The very first argument we had with Jacob was the first idea of a character sheet was vertical.
Like it's like versus landscape, Doug, hours of time.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, no, this is going to be on its own, I'm afraid. Because,
Rico had a minor heart attack when he saw.
Because I grew up with a small table, and having vertical sheets was always a problem because we are, you know, always. Yeah, you know, fighting for space, so having a landscape sheet is always, you know, it was easy.
Oh, man. Let's get to some of the questions that are in the chat while we have a second. Tartisan says, any suggestions for running homemade characters through the Fragile Peace story? Was that done in any playtesting?
Yeah, that was done in almost any, in almost every playtesting, because actually we have built this 24 character to be extremely customizable, so you can... Yeah, the way we think, we start from the character and then build. So even the way we want to convey, you know, the lore and the world building of Household is through the character. So basically, I think the best thing for anyone to do if they want to understand Household is reading through the pre-made character and see their stories, their interaction between one another. The most important thing that I would suggest in running the Saga of the Fragile Peace with custom character is, of course, if you're using the book, A Saga of the Fragile Peace or Such Small Matters, is to focus not on the professions of this character, like this is a group with a scholar and a duelist, so I will need a scholar and a duelist, not on the starting point, because that's just a hook. They're going there to do something you can invent, you know, your own or just take. But it's the relation between the characters that really matters. So if I take any kind of, I will do this experiment and then I will regret it. You know, for example, The Great Climb that we have here. Yeah. This is a story basically about, there's been an accident. There is a diplomat who has to go upstairs. They cannot take the coach that runs the stairs. So basically this diplomat and his secretary are going to have to climb the great stairs, which is basically a huge mountain. And so they are going to rely on, in this case, there's Lita and Tubo. So basically there are two, a hunter and a bodyguard that will have to escort them. So now the kind of relationship that we have in this party, we have basically two littlings that are accustomed to being in the wild. One is Lita, she's a hunter, of course she knows the place. One is Tubo, is strong, is big, so even if it's not prepared, he will manage, you know. And on the other side, we have a criminal and a scholar. One is two extremely posh and elegant character.
Yes.
One is, you know, street savvy. The other is just, you know, a scholar and doesn't know anything about, you know, the wild.
It's an etiquette teacher. I mean, it's not.
So my suggestion will always try and understand what's the relationship between the character and make character that have similar relationship, because that's going to be important in the story. So someone has to climb the stair and is not capable of facing the wild, and someone is extremely, you know, used to it. So the story that we are going to tell is someone with four luggages and a suitcase that's trying to bring them up, you know, upstairs, and they'll have to, and it's kind of a classic, you know, in the adventure genre, this, you know, this scholar with a lot of luggages that has to go somewhere wild. But basically any of these, that my main suggestion would be try and reproduce the inner, you know, interaction between characters.
And that's actually kind of falls into Katarina says, did you have to change anything in 5e to bring more focus on interaction in the household origins?
Well, I mean, again, we developed the idea of scenes. You know, there are combat scenes and downtime scenes and social scenes, and there are specific rules for social scenes. And then we also did another thing of separating the care skill and the medicine skill. You can be good at caring for someone without any, you know, scholarly knowledge of medicine. You can just be a good person taking care of others. So those were two big things of, like, we want to make sure that there are interactions. Like we said earlier, that's the kind of a regency sort of setting. We need to have passionate character interactions. That's a feature of regency stories, right? So we've tried to give you the tools to do that.
Let's see here. I think I'm all caught up on questions at the moment. But my question for you is, who came up with the title "Adventures in the Household"? Because I love that.
Everybody came up with
"Adventures in the Household." It was
the second call. We just came out, me, Rico, and Jacob with the same title.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of spontaneous.
Nice. I love it. I love it.
It was obvious because it was the same idea the three of us had at the same time.
I love that. I love that. That's awesome. That's when you probably just realize that it's meant, this group was meant to be.
Yes. You know, when you work on a title, there's always some uncertainty. You know, it's a very important step in for a project. So when we speak with Jacob, and Jacob was like, my idea was to call this "Adventures in the Household," we say, okay, that's the right title, because it was in the air, apparently, you know, because so yes, it's kind of a little bit of household magic in the works.
Sure, absolutely. Now, one thing that I love about this product line and the original household product line is, of course, the art. And let's give a shout out to Danielle. She's an amazing artist. Is there any new art for this product line that is not in the original line?
There's just the three covers, the three new covers of the book, mainly because I think people would have kind of looked for us and killed us if we added any more art that was not in the original books. So we try to keep Daniela at bay. She did three amazing covers. I think that I really thought we were going to struggle to have better looking covers for Household, because I was in love with the Household covers, and they were extremely suffered covers, because I think we've spoken about this in the past, but Household never had a cover. The Italian edition of Household was just like this. So I didn't like the idea of having, an illustration on the cover. When we worked with back with Simon, Simon was very strict about strict about having something, you know, drawn on the cover so people would understand what you were selling, which of course made sense. And so we had to convince us, we had to do this. So basically, me and Simone was like, okay, we are going to do covers, but we want
the box. We will cover them inside the box.
You know, so we are all happy. And then we decided to do this cover, and they were extremely, you know, suffered from us and Daniela, because they had to represent all of the Household, and that so many stories, so many things going on, and you want to convey everything. So obviously, we were concerned to do three more covers, and Daniela did such an amazing job. I think the core book cover is just my favorite, and it's extremely spot on, you know, of the, because you have to convey they are small, but there's also the Regency era, this kind of Napoleonic setting, and
the house that you are inside, right. A house which is abandoned, so there are no human. You are not playing, you know, a little folk hiding from humans, but they are living out in the open, but inside the house. There's a lot of information that you must convey in a single art. So, yes, sure. It was very hard, but the final result of these three new cover art are really amazing.
MQB92 asks, what do you think was the most quote-unquote satisfying translation between the two systems? Some eureka moment, like, it would work really, really, really well if I do it like that.
For me, it was something Jacob did with the downtime scene, because while Jacob was doing the downtime scenes for Adventures in the Household, we were working at Household Volume 2 which will feature, you know, the garden. So we have this kind of camping mechanic. So we were working on something similar. And there's always, you know, in a game like Household, there's something that are important, like cooking, caring for other, playing music. And these are something that you really struggle, you know, to put inside a mechanic, you know, inside the rule set, because basically you are cooking, you are playing music for some people. And Jacob came up with this for the downtime scene that we have these special resources in Household, which are called the aces. Usually are awarded an ace. They work kind of like the inspiration in D&D, and you are awarded an ace for doing something specific, something cool in specific fields. And Jacob has this idea, for example, the ace of clubs, which will give you an advantage in all the strength and constitution-based roles. You usually get this in Household when you do something physically, you know, incredible. You kill some huge beast or something. And for example, in the Jacob conversion, it was something that you can award to other player if you cook a good meal for them. So in the downtime scene, you can spend your action to cook an homemade meal. And if you do a good job and people appreciate what you have made for them, they will feel stronger. And that's turned up as an ace of clubs that you can later spend, you know, so kind of an edge that you can gain during. And I think that was extremely clever and was a way to use original mechanic in a new way that we never thought about. And I'm going definitely to steal this for volume two.
Nice. Oh, very cool. How about you, Jacob? Was there anything that that you were like, that really kind of was like a most satisfying like translation that was like, you were like, oh, this is what.
I will say that I had a lot of fun doing the terrible, terrible things.
Sure, sure.
Yeah, yeah. It's always nice to write up something where you can be mean to the players. So, yeah, again, that was good. And just working through, like Rico was saying, the scenes, especially the downtime scenes. Jimmy, one of the things that we did with Adventures in the Household is we have trades. You have tools, right, you know, which are very standard 5e thing, but you also have trades, you know, so we can have a character that's good at cooking. It doesn't mean like, you know, like in the regular D&D, that would be the cook's utensils, but now we can just have somebody that's good at cooking. And then, so I wanted to make sure that each of the different trades have something to do during downtime that will do something nice for them. And like Rico said, that was a really fun process of like, okay, what can you do with this trade that's going to be beneficial? And, you know, earning an ace was really, really a very fun, like, okay, this can tie everything together. You know, sure, you're good at this, you're going to spend time doing this, and you're going to get rewarded for it if you do a really good job. And that was, again, that was really kind of, everything clicked, everything worked together there.
Nice. Very cool. So, is it my understanding that going forward with this, with Household just in general, are you going to be putting out two product lines at the same time whenever you do crowdfunding, or are we going to see a staggered release? I guess that's probably a question that maybe your community has. Is this going to be something that you'll see? Are you going to keep Jacob busy while you're developing the volume two as well, or is it going to be, you know, one development after the other for Household going forward?
I think that we still don't know this.
Okay.
Hopefully, the goal, the best case scenario will be to develop the two line almost simultaneously, so that we can possibly have a second, you know, shared release, like Free League did with the expansion of Moria, I believe, for Lord of the Rings. So that was a campaign for both versions of the game. And that's the base case scenario. Of course, this is our first 5e campaign. Up until now, the campaign is being on par with our expectation. We are extremely happy about the result of the Kickstarter. I guess we'll see how well perceived would be Adventures in the Household and when we are going to release the House of Volume 2, and we'll see what we can do if there is, because of course we are also, I should add this, that we are working always at the Italian and the English edition, editions of Household. So adding Adventures in the Household, it means that we are, for each book, we have to make 4 versions. So English Household, Italian Household, English Adventures in the Household, and Italian Adventures in the Household. So it's kind of a big production project. I'm not seeing Simone's face right now, but I think he's concerned about having to do.
Obviously, as you probably know.
One, you know.
Yes, so not producing like 12 books at one time. It's not very easy. A lot of things can go wrong. But of course, as a goal, like Rico said, if people will appreciate the work we are doing with Adventures in the Household, would be to take forward both iteration, because our goal remains the same, to expand the people that are the know Household, the playing Household, enjoying its lore, its character, its story as much as possible. So that's the goal. I don't know how and if we will manage to do that, but that's for certain the goal.
Now the one question that I have, are we going to see Adventures in the Outgunned?
I don't think it would work.
No, I don't think it would either. But you know, I had to ask, because you know that most people are gonna probably, there is a segment of your community that'll be like, well, now that they've got Jacob, what else are they going to try to convert to 5e? Because you know, you've got this you know, this great ass, you know, the asset that can just keep doing 5e conversions that are just amazing. So you know, I was just kind of curious that you know,
but maybe we'll do you know, 5e original at a certain point. I mean, this, so there's always a chance. I have to say, as always, I am as many people, I grew up playing Dungeons & Dragons. For me, it was the third edition, 3.0, but yeah. Which is on, I believe. So even if me and Simone, we are not, you know, as Jacob knows painfully well, we are not so skilled in designing 5e stuff. That doesn't mean that we do not enjoy the game or have idea for a game that might benefit from that system, also because our system is focused on, you know,
different things.
Different.
Yeah, absolutely. It was more of a joke and more of an honor, more of a compliment to Jacob that he can probably convert. If anybody can convert Outgunned to 5e, it's going to be him. But well, I don't think, you know.
Doug, I'll just tell you, I have thought about it. Not much.
Have you really?
I have thought about it.
It's already used to being outgunned, at least, Jacob. I believe. With us coming from all the direction. And by the way, I just wanted to show you this since we are on the argument.
Sure. They are,
from the, you know, from print, and they are being delivered as we speak. And we also have, I don't know if it shows on camera.
I have a lot of.
We have a little Doug here.
Oh, look at that. Look at that. Nobody
knows all the good books. I am overflown with things.
Yeah.
So from factories. We have a lot of different items for Outgun. How many items do you want? One dice, one pouches, one cards. My entire floor is just factories. That's okay, the spare parts. I will do something with them. But yes, everything's coming together, and we are really proud of the work done with Outgun and what we are. A lot of dice. I love dice. Different color dice. And so yes, that's it. I don't think Adventures in Outgun would be feasible because, unlike, as we told. At the beginning, Household, of course, relies heavily on the lore and the story, while Outgun is basically its own system. But I can say for sure that working with Jacob, he is very fun and is very good at what he does. So for sure we'll try to continue this partnership in the future.
Such a great, like I said, I'm so excited that as soon as Rico said that you had signed Jacob to work on this, it made me very, very happy. I was excited to kind of, you know, bring this team together. So, but I'd brought it together, but like I was able to at least put a little bit of the help into putting it together. Let's put it that way, because just some of my favorite people are on the screen, and so it's always nice to see people get to work with
my leg.
Let's see here. Look, even Grilots asks, there will be Outgun Adventures and it will be in French. Did I miss something?
No,
Grilots. Did I miss any spoilers?
No. There will be no Outgun Adventures. Especially not in French, probably.
Since we're mentioning Outgun, what about Broken Compass? Is the new Kickstarter coming anytime soon? Do you want to address that at all, or?
It's basically it's no secret that we don't own the rights for Broken Compass anymore, since I believe almost 2 years, almost 2 years right now. So basically, we don't know if Simon, who currently holds rights, is doing some new addition for Broken Compass. We, on the other end, are focusing on Outgun and starting from, you know, now that the Outgun is reaching, you know, retailers, we are kind of moving forward with Outgun as our main line, as the system, and we're going to expand in different, you know, genre and different kind of settings. And also we have Household, of course, which is our passion project, and Memento Mori coming up shortly at Gen Con, if everything goes according to plan. And I believe tomorrow we are going to release the PDFs, at least for Memento Mori.
Yes, yes, we can say that's a spoiler for Grelo. The PDF for the core book and the Codex Gygas, I think it's pronounced in English, for Memento Mori are ready. So if nothing happens tomorrow, we will send them to the backers. So yay, it's proceeding. Everything is moving forward.
That's super quick. That campaign didn't end all. It seems like I just had
one month and six weeks ago, I think. Six weeks ago.
That's amazing, guys. Very, very, very awesome. Yeah, it's like people are very excited. So you mentioned Gen Con. You'll be at Gen Con this year, I'm assuming. And Jacob, you will be as well?
I will.
Yes. And this time we will bring with us our amazing translator Katerina will be.
Oh, nice! It'll be great to meet Katerina finally in person. That's great. You'll have Outgunned, you'll have Household, and you'll have Memento Mori.
Yes,
and probably Adventures in the Household if we are.
We are trying to have Adventures in the Household as well. Just right in time for Gen Con. Not be easy, but we are working.
You guys know that Gen Con is only like I'm just checking my calendar. It's like now, only like
there's a different time zone in Italy, so we have a day
of. Oh, that's great. I'm excited to see. Are you going to be at any other events this year? So we can let folks know if they'd like to interact with you in person besides Gen Con. Is there anything anywhere else?
At Essen Spiel in Germany, of course, in October, I think. And in Lucca, in Italy, of course. Yeah. I don't know if we are able to attend any other convention because, as you painfully know, that it's just the three of us. Since we are busy writing and producing the games, a lot of them, it's hard for us to be more present. We are trying. We are working to attend even more convention, but we'll let everyone know as soon as we know if some other spots open.
Very nice. Jacob, what about you? Are you going to be anywhere in the States besides the Gen Con?
I might be at Origins. I haven't locked that down yet. But then Gen Con is probably my most likely. Then maybe PAX East later in the year. But, you know.
Very cool. Excellent. Well, if anybody would like to connect with you all online, I know Two Little Mice, you have a great Discord channel that is very active, and people can ask you questions directly on Discord.
Yes.
Is there any other way that you would like, anywhere else you'd like folks to check out before to interact with you all?
Our Two Little Mice Facebook page and the Facebook group, which is called 2LM Adventurers Club, and mainly Discord. We are always on Discord trying to, you know, answer all the questions and just connecting with the with all our fans and friends around the world.
Jacob, is there any place that folks can keep track of all the stuff that you're doing? You're not only just doing stuff for Two Little Mice, but you're also doing stuff for Free League. You're also doing stuff for other publishers. Is there anything else that any place that folks can kind of keep track of all the stuff that you're putting out?
Yeah, the best place to go, because social media is such an interesting place these days, Linktree / Jacob Rogers RPG. That'll link everywhere that I'm at. So, nice. You know, connect with me on Threads, on Blue Sky, on Twitter, if it still exists tomorrow.
Are we still calling it Twitter? I think we're are we supposed to be calling it X?
Yeah,
I don't think anybody calls it X, though, to be honest with you.
I don't know. In US, in Italy, I never heard anyone.
No, the best things I've seen, it's X parentheses Twitter parentheses. So that's the best, you know.
Even longer name, yes.
Yeah.
Grayla says, so I did not realize Mr. Rogers is here. Thank you for your amazing work on adapting Household for the 5e.
That's, no problem.
Yeah. And like I said, if anybody was going to do this new version, Jacob would have been my top. If this were my product line, Jacob would be my number one choice for this. And I'm so glad that it happened. And I hope that everyone's so excited, especially 5e players, that they get to play in this setting that I'm really excited about, and I really love it. And I'm excited to see what. What Volume 2 is going to look like. Do you have any kind of ECA on when we might see Volume 2 Kickstarter or crowdfunding?
It's always the public answer is somewhere around the end of this year, the beginning of next year. But through this, Household is such a huge amount of work and time.
Insane amount of work for really, us, for Rigo and Daniela. In particular, of course, because Rigo has to write. I mean, everything that you read in Household comes from Rico's twisted mind. So basically 99% of the art, but also a huge part of the aesthetic of Household comes from Daniela, and this takes time. Not just realizing it, but also imagining it and working on it and polishing it. As I said, Household is a big piece of our life, so whatever we work on Household, we want to be at top, the best work we can do, and this takes time. We are not getting younger, as you know, so it's a bit... at least I'm not. Rico maybe is getting... I'm surely...
Right.
Every time we do a live...
I eat healthy, but... you know, me and Daniela, we actually argue about the uniforms of characters in Household. So that that's of work, and it's a shared world. So obviously, it takes time to be on the same you know, page, and of course, it's really a lot of work. Also, these days we are building a little detective studio for Aidan and Shioba. So we are kind of busy, you know, we cannot work at Household. Basically, what we do in our spare time, we are building little houses for our miniatures. So
nice.
That's also part of the work.
There you go.
All right, I think that's going to do it for this session. I want to thank Jacob, Enrico, and Simone for coming on and being a part of this stream. If you enjoyed anything we talked about, go check out the Kickstarter. It's in the link. The link is in the description below. I'm excited to see you all at Gen Con. I can't wait to give you all hugs in person and hopefully just see more and more people pick up all this, the amazing products that all the three of you are creating, because you're doing some great work in this industry, and I'm so excited and I'm so honored to be able to call you all friends and you know, have you all make some really cool stuff. So
I have a question, right, for Doug before we leave. Sure. A question for you. This, as you said at the beginning, this is all you're doing, meaning that you put
No, I did not say that was all my. I said I just made the suggestion
to take responsibility for you.
Oh no!
Your fault. But this is going pretty well. We clicked with Jacob, and I hope that's he has the same feeling. But we're doing cool stuff. It's going great on Kickstarter. We can't wait to do more. So this is, of course, you are bragging about this because this went well. But my question is, are you always right, or there is a, or you just, you know, throw this stuff as people and there is a bunch of project that we don't know
along the way.
I will say that people have commented that this is not the first collaboration that I've orchestrated. There have been other that's one thing that I've been called out on a lot, is that, hey, you know what Doug does really well is identifying people that are really good at certain things and aligning them with other people that are looking for those people or looking for. And so while I don't know if that's entirely true, it has happened a few other times as well. And I'm just, it just, I don't, and I feel like I made the statement that this is all my doing, and it's not, but it does make me feel really good to see people that I really respect and that I know are doing really great things work together to make even more cool stuff. Like, that, there's something really special about, like, knowing that Jacob is working on this with you guys and that you guys are doing this, like, it makes me feel good that, like, you guys are collaborating, and, like, Jacob gets to put his skills together with some people that are putting their skills together and just making more cool stuff. Like, that's awesome. And yeah, I've been able to do that a couple times and in this industry, and it just, even though that, like, it doesn't really get announced or anything, it's like, it just makes my heart feel good that, like, more people are making, like, people can use their skill sets in more ways. I don't know. So yeah, it has happened before, and yeah, I don't usually, like, and I feel bad that I kind of felt like it was like,
okay, but there is no graveyard of failed collaboration.
Well, I mean,
so far I don't think that there has been. It's been a lot of
Rico. If it hadn't worked out, Doug would have invited us to his house, said, here, I want you to see the basement. Come down with me.
No, we're never talking about this ever again. Oh, man.
A bunch of game designers. You know?
Oh, no. That's actually why I'm buying a new house, is because the basement's full now. The basement's full.
Okay.
That's the Ketterus. Here's to a growing web of Doug fueled cool things. I just love, like, that's the one reason why I love this industry, is because cool people are making cool stuff, and connecting those people together to make cool stuff just happens to be a side perk that of all this, which is awesome. So I'm excited that we've been able to, you know, make a connection here, and that it's all working out, and y'all are making more stuff. So, all right, now that that's been answered, we will officially sign out. I want to thank again Rico, Simone, and Jacob for coming on. Thank you to everybody that's watched all this far. If you would like, please hit that like button down below if you haven't already, and hit that subscribe, because I love having these individuals on and other individuals, and I'd love to promote anything that I think is cool, and that anything that I think these creators are making that they are doing. So, all right. Now people never get down into the basement. You know, spiders.
Yeah, there are some great things down there.
Yep. All right. Thanks everyone for watching. We'll see you next time. Remember, winning shouldn't be the only victory condition when you get to the table. We'll see you next time. Bye now.